Silence can be beautiful. My name is Jing. I am deaf. I can't hear music, but I collect musical instruments. I appreciate them as sculptures. When I go to a soundless concert, the conductor's hands are like the wings of a bird in flight, and sometimes like willow branches swaying in the wind. It's always very quiet at home. It's not that my family and I don't talk. We just talk with our hands. Some people say it's like watching an old-time silent movie. Sometimes my mom and I paint our nails. I like to make each one a different color, so the silent movie is always colorful. The other day, my little sister gave me a clay ocarina she made in art class. She signed that it couldn't make a sound. I signed that it didn't really matter. I was very happy. When I blew on it, to my surprise, I could hear it. "What did you hear?" my little sister asked. "Everything," I signed. I heard the sound of cobalt blue, the crescent moon, the scent of honey cakes, and November. I heard the sound of a sleeping dog curled up in a ball, the sound of bubbles, the sound of my own tossing and turning when I can't get to sleep. I heard the sound of a snowflake melting in my hand, and the sound of a piece of broken glass. I heard the sound of a hug. The sounds I heard were a little secret between my sister and me. I played the ocarina every day, and each night in bed, I would describe to my little sister the most interesting sounds I heard that day. On Monday, it was the sounds of all kinds of candies. The sound of the mints stood out the most. On Tuesday, it was the sound of plumeria with its showy white blossoms. On Wednesday, my favorites were the sound of a stalemate in a chess game and of a fish having a leisurely swim in the pond. On Thursday, it was the sound of a red balloon floating off into the horizon. Too bad that one didn't last very long. On Friday, I heard the sound of me swinging on a swing, pumping harder and harder, and going higher and higher, till I swung right into a meteor shower. On Saturday morning, my sister accidentally broke the clay ocarina. I was back in my world of silence. She was sad about it, but I was relieved that she hadn't cut herself on the broken pieces. That afternoon, we went to the park to have a picnic and to fly kites. We had a quiet, happy time together. I took my little sister's hand, pressed it to my lips, and kissed it. It was like playing the clay ocarina. She broke into song as we walked home happily. To me, today was a song, as bright and colorful as a rainbow after a sun shower.